Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, fans and the pro. Want to shout out quickly to Magazine Pizza for feeding our Saints game day crew. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine. Dine in or delivery, the best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. MagazinePizza.com. With us now, big friend of the show, Mark Spear, senior NBA writer for Antscape and ESPN. Pelicans tonight. Pelicans dropped their opener. I'm sorry, it was Wednesday. For some reason, I thought it was last night. I don't know where my head is. I haven't been to bed in like 4 days. So they play tonight against the Spurs. And Mark, before we get going, this is important. I know this because I do not, I lost my parents in the last 5 years, but your mother is having a big day. Carolyn Spears is having a birthday today.
Happy birthday, Mama. 79th, celebrating it in the West Bank. I think she's going to some jazz concert tonight to, you know, get her party on. She still don't let grass grow under her feet, you know. She still gets out there. So it's like Boney James in town. But anyways, happy birthday to Carolyn Spears.
That's
love
awesome.
You, Mom.
No, believe me, I love it. I appreciate it. And happy birthday to her and all the moms out there who do all the hard work. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, man, good to be there.
Mark, I want to tell Ms. Spears happy birthday as well, and thank you for just taking a little time to...
She just texted me, don't tell my age. I think it's too late, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Hey,
we'll
say seasoned. How about that? She's a seasoned young lady.
Yeah, seasoned vet.
Yeah, she's a seasoned young lady. But, Mark, I just want to get your impression so far, not only on the Pelicans, you know, as they took on and, you know, came up a little short against the Grizzlies, but, you know, just Victor and his season kind of – introduction and against Dallas, and just, man, you knew this young man was going to be tough as he got a little older and more experienced with the NBA. But goodness gracious, the show that he put on, and just his length, his length is unbelievable.
Yeah, she just texted me, say appreciate you saying season. There's that. I was in Dallas on Wednesday. I saw it close up. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell New Orleans, hide the women and children is a problem. He's angry. DeAndre Jordan, you should have waited till tomorrow to sign. He's going for your head tonight. He changed his game around, perhaps spending time with Hakeem Olajuwon did it, but he's playing differently now. I've watched Victor in different phases. One, playing for Paris Metro 92 when he first came to USA and played the G League Ignite. You know, I've seen him with France, and I've seen him with the Spurs. But this is the first chapter of him where he's playing aggressive, where he's playing angry, where he's taking the ball to the hole and not settling for mid-range and three-point shots. I think there was a stat that he shot, I think 70% of his shots from outside last season, and he flipped that in the preseason, and he flipped that against Dallas. It was the first time where I saw Anthony Davis, who y'all know certainly very well, look neutralized and just basically hapless defensively. He was being aggressive, Wimby, dunking everything ferociously. He's 7'5". He is what I thought he could be once he, you know, put on some strength, and he's gotten stronger, but he's never going to be a big, big, giant guy. But I'm telling you, get your popcorn ready. I'm sorry, New Orleans. This dude might be an MVP in the making, and if you ain't got a ticket for this show between him and Zion, unless you're doing something important, like bringing my mama a present, you better go see this.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And, you know, you just talk about his ability to be able to get to the basket and dunking everything is 100% correct. And, you know, it's he will definitely be in the conversation if he continues to play like he has. And, you know, we know that he's dealt with health issues in the past, but, you know, hopefully he is over that because he is a tremendous, tremendous asset, not only to the Spurs, but to the league in general. And so, you know, wish him well, but I'm hoping he doesn't play too well tonight, you know, against the Pelicans, who have their home opener, and they need to get, you know, get going. I know they've only had one game, but, you know, you talk about a team that is fairly healthy for the first time, you know, to start the season, and you're not in a position in the West to start 3-11. You're just not in a position to be able to do that. And so how does this team try to avoid being in the hole as they start this new NBA season?
Well, I mean, look, playing in Western Conference is tough every night pretty much, you know. I mean, even Utah, which was supposed to be the worst team in the West, shocked everybody by beating the Clippers in their opener by about 30. So, you know, going on the road to Memphis is tough. I'm sure Ja was motivated, but coming and playing in New Orleans is tough, and I'm sure everybody's going to be out, be a great crowd tonight, and they certainly is an atmosphere. A lot of people that hate in New Orleans ain't been there, and to me, the one of the more fascinating and fun places to watch a game is in the Smoothie King, because the crowd is just fun and party-like, and the music's amazing. And I, you know, I'm a little biased, right? But I expect it to be an energetic atmosphere. But to your point, we could talk about the talent and everything else, but Zion has to be level that Wimby's on. We've been waiting for it. We need to be talking about him. One of his, as an MVP candidate, one of his former teammates told me, if he gave his effort truly as well as he can, he should be an MVP candidate in the league, the best player in the league. And so to me, okay, we saw what Wimby did. Now he's coming into your house. Win not only the game, but win the show. Because this is the showman, too. He's one of the top showmen in the league, and you've been seeing him as doing his 360s. He's got his weight down. I hope what we see tonight, the renewal of or not even a renewal of is perhaps a start of Bird magic, right? Like something like that that the NBA certainly needs for the future, because both these guys are special.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What do you think about Zion's kind of new look? We've been through the preseason, early offseason new look before, but it feels like this is a little more solidified, a little quicker to the bucket, a little faster with the ball. Just if he can stay healthy, right? Now, we saw in Memphis when things get tight.
Which is always the big question.
When we thought when things get tight, he's just going to drive to the hoop, and he's going to get banged every time, and they're either going to call it or not call it. And if they call it, you had to make both free throws. Didn't happen. So, I mean, you know, sometimes you just revert back to what you know. But, you know, what do you think he can do this year?
He could be, you know, I mean, MVP candidate. You have to have the wins to go with it. But he needs to be back in the All-Star game. He needs to be one of the top scorers. I'd like to see him become a better rebounder, a better shot blocker. He can't just be about scoring. He's underrated in terms of giving assists. He certainly gives some great passes and point forward. If he's healthy, the success with him comes. When he's healthy, he performs. When he's healthy, the Pelicans win. And so to me, the biggest challenge is himself, whether it's on and off the court. And I feel like some of the negative influences, and I'm not going to, you know, degrade anybody, that I'm hearing off the court, or he's kind of pushed away. Joe is basically like making him be a professional, and they're not going to baby him no more. They're taking the training wheels off. They're telling him to show up and play. And you know, Joe Dumars is pretty no nonsense. So it's a new day with Joe. Respectfully to the last regime, I expect Joe to basically push the best out of him, and if he doesn't want to bring it, then Joe will find another place for him to go. And I think Zion loves it there, wants to stay there, and obviously when you think about your next contract, you know, that's an incentive as well. So it behooves him, it behooves the Pelicans, it behooves New Orleans that he's finally in shape and plays to his level of ability, because it's a shame that we've never seen this guy play in the postseason.
Mark, I got to ask you just about the young rookies so far. I know it's only a couple games, but, you know, VJ up in Philly. Man, all I can do is, you know, just shake my head and laugh. You talk about, I know he was, what, the third pick overall? He was number one, but just –
yeah.
How? What kind of impact are they truly? Yeah. What kind of impact are they truly expecting from him?
Well, it's complicated because what happens if Paul George comes back right, or if, you know, Embiid's kind of healthy? I mean, those are good problems for the Sixers. But you know, I first saw him 2 years ago in the Hoop Summit, and he was playing on an international team with AJ Devanta, playing against Cooper Flagg. And obviously Cooper Flagg was a star of the show, but that was the first time I saw VJ, and I was like, oh my God, like, this kid from the Bahamas is hungry. He's certainly one of them guys you could say got it out the mud. He's not scared. I think what helped him, he played on the Bahamian national team for some, you know, Olympic qualifying that they came shy in. But he got to be around, you know, Eric Gordon and DeAndre Ayton, and, you know, certainly grew a lot. And so I think he's a superstar in the making. And I'll say this, I'm a big Jeremiah Fears fan. I think he certainly is going to be a fan favorite. He's like the Roadrunner, man. like Speedy Gonzalez. He's like, you know, he's fast. He's everywhere. And good luck trying to catch him. I'd never seen somebody blow by John Morant before. And he did it. And he certainly has the confidence to boot. I spent some time with him, you know, before the draft, and he basically lamented in the fact that he wasn't going to be a number one pick. He felt like he was the best player in the draft. And I think you got to remember, like, I think he just turned 18, if I'm not mistaken, or just turned 19. He's going to get stronger. I think he grew a little bit over the summer. He's got some bounce to him. He needs to improve his jumper. But he's another kid, like, I think he's going to be a future all-star in this league. He has a personality to boot. He already knows all the New Orleans dances and, you know, loves bounce music. So I think he's going to, you know, he looked like he's from New Orleans. I think he's going to fit in great. And I expect New Orleans fans to embrace Zero Fears, as he calls himself, wearing the number zero, and that to be a hot jersey in town.
I only have one more question for you. Well, you know, I wanted to get your thoughts on Boston. We got San Antonio tonight, then Boston comes in on Monday night. What's your take on the Celtics this year?
In the back of my mind, I feel like sometime in March, Jason Tatum is going to be back. I just, you know, kind of sense that he did a great job by getting the surgery really quick and had a great surgeon. And so just keep that in the back of your mind. We'll go back to that later. But there's even without Jason Tatum, there's still no slouch, man. I mean, they got Jaylen Brown still. They got talented championship players. Derek White, you know, you got to show up against them. They're capable of winning without him, without Tatum. Now, did they win the games? No, I think they're probably like a 48-52 win games, but that's still pretty substantial. They got a very great coach. But this is, to me, when Jaylen Brown has to, like, take himself to the next level. He was great on Starting Five. If you guys haven't watched it, watch that on Netflix. But he's the one that has to, you know, keep him afloat until possibly Jason comes back. And I think he'll be one of the leading scorers in the league if and until that happens, and it may not happen at all.
Well, we are off and running, my friend. The season has begun. Looking forward to tonight. Of course, at the Blender, pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7, and congrats to your mom, Carolyn, and, you know, come down and see her and take her out to dinner soon, and we'll talk soon as well.
Yeah, man, I'm telling y'all, this show tonight, I'm going to have to watch it from here. I'm in the Bay. Zion versus Wemby, don't miss that.
We won't. I'm going to be over
there. Happy birthday, Mom.
There you go.
Appreciate it, Mark.
Mark Spear, senior NBA writer for Handscape and ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.